ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Harias is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'ilei Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
We're learning Maseches Harias, Daf Yud Gimel. We're starting from the Mishnah on the end of Daf Yud Beis and Beis. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-todu mi-chaveri koidim es-chaveri. So then, todu v'sheina todu, todu koidim. Anything which is more todu, which is more regular, that comes before the thing which is less todu. Kol mikudesh mechaveri also kaidim es chaveri. Something which is more kadesh, you bring the thing which is more kadesh before you do the thing which is less kadesh. Para mashiach and para eda imdim. If you have, let's say, the para mashiach and the para mashiach kaidim le para eda b'chol ma'isav. The Gemara is going to explain why the para mashiach, the kaidim mashiach, goes before the para of the eda para helam davish al tzibur. So the din of tada kaidim, the Gemara says minani mili. Amar abaye damakam levad ilus abayke shel ilus atamid. It says, "Size for the oilas sabaka shel oilas atamid. The oilas sabaka is oilas atamid. Why does it have to say it? To tell you, since it's oilas atamid, since it's tamid, it's tadir, it's kaidim. So that teaches you a binyan av. A tadir is always kaidim. And Taisus in a few places in Shas, among them Zvachim Daf Tzadik, the Perikol Atadir, I mean Zvachim Daf Peites, that Taisus asks." Here the Gemara says that the reason why Tmidim Akayim Elumusafim is because of the Pasuk Mavad Eilas HaBeker. And in Pesachim, the Gemara brings another drasha. The Gemara says, it says, V'arech Le'a Eilu V'hikta Le'a Chel V'ya Shlomim Ale'a Hashleim Kolak Abonis Kulam, that you have to have all the, that's how you know you're not allowed to be makter anything before the Tamid Shel Shachar. You learn it now from V'hikta Le'a Eilu Ha'ela Eilu Rishayna. And that teaches you that the Talmud has to be first. You have two limudim, you have a limit of Mavad Eilas Sabaik and Shel Eilas Talmud. And you have a limud of, V'hikter Eilah Ha'ila, Eilah Eilah Rishayna. That teaches you, Minayin Shle Yudavah Kaidim L'Talmud Shel Shachar. Sachim Nafnum Chesim Adai. So why do you need these two limudim? The Taisus gives Kama Mahalchim. The Ikka Mahalach Taisus says is that this limud is talking about Asiyah Saddam. We're talking about the Etzem Asiyas, the Karban, the Asiyas Adam, the Shchita, the Kabbalah, the Zrika. So here it tells you that Tomitz first, and the Hikter Alea Ayla, the Hikter of Alea Ayla, the Hikter Alea Chalvei Ashlam, is talking about the Eish on the Mizbeach, it's talking about Akhtara. So that Pasuk is teaching the Akhtara, the Tomitz has to be first. It's two dinim. One is that the Asiyas Adam, the Tomitz is first, and the other is the Akhtara, the Tomitz is first. So Rabbi Chanan, in Pesachim, in Talmud Nishkat, Eis Reish Dalid, he's bothered by Akasha, that here we learn out this Talmud din that is Tadir Kaidim. If it would just be a din here by Talmud and Musaf, so good. So then you could say this din is by the Asiyah Saddam. And merely you need another Pasuk for the Akhtara. But if this Talmud din of Tadir Kaidim, so the Akhtara also, the Talmud is Tadir. So why would you need another Pasuk for the Akhtara? In Mishas Rabbaran, in Kachim Simon Zayin, Aisya Dalad, he says another teretz, maybe he could stim it with Taisus teretz, Vesachnish, but he says another teretz, that he wants to say, this pasuk is teaching you a din of kadima. You have two things, and this one is kaidim to the other, it's a din kadima. Mashegain the pasuk of Arach Le'a Eilah to tell you that nothing could be before the Talmud Shel Shachar, that's an isser. That's an isser asay, that you can't be makta something before the Talmud Shel Shachar. It's not a din kedima. It's an isser. It's a different thing. He wants to say, as a rayim from the Gemara Menachos, that if there wouldn't be a tamid bechlal, you wouldn't have this isser. If, let's say, there'd be no tamid, we wouldn't have a tamid. What we'd have is other karbanis. He'd be allowed to bring the karbanis. The Biskirov says in Menachos, it's talking about after the avad is man a tamid, you wouldn't have this isser. It could be bechlal. The isser is when there's a tamid, there can't be anything before the tamid. If there's no tamid, so you wouldn't have this isser. But al kopanim, it's an isser. And an afkim mean if it's an isser or a din kadima. Is a pshad, the din kadima l'char is only when both mitzvahs are here together. You have to do both mitzvahs together. So mel, the din is to do the tada kaidim. Mashain kain. Let's say right now, you don't have a talmud. You'll get a talmud later. You'll have a talmud. The talmud's arriving in an hour from now. And right now you want to bring another carbon. So then, there's no din of kadima. Because you don't have the Talmud anyway to bring. So there wouldn't be a din of kadima. You have a few cases like this. L'mashal, a lot of people are noyig, a lot of gedolim are noyig, to do lulav and esrig in the sukkah, the first day of sukkah is before davening. And some people have a taina on that. What happened to tada kaidim? Davening is tada. So how you allowed to do the mitzvah of luv and esrog before davening? So it could be the teretz says, because right now they're not up to davening. They're going to daven later. This man tefillah is an hour from now. Right now they're up early. They want to do the mitzvah of luv and esrog. So mela, if shayis, you don't have the both mitzvahs lefanecha. So the same thing will be with the Talmud. If it would only be al tada kaidim, if the Talmud wouldn't be around, you'd be allowed to be makir of the karbanis. Kamash will learn the din of Manayin Shle Yadav Atamim Kaidim Atamim Shal Shachar, that even if the Talmud's coming later, right now all you have is this carbon, you're not allowed to bring it, there's an Isser. Or he tain is that for Tadda Kaidim, it's only the people doing the mitzvahs. Let's say a Kayin not from this Mishmar, he's not mutl to bring the Talmud Bechlal, and he wants to go and bring his own carbon before the Talmud. Al Tadda Kaidim wouldn't have a tain on him, because he's not supposed to be bringing the Tadda. Only the Kainim in this Mishmar could bring the Karbanas Tzibur of today. But every Kohen could go bring his own carbon, even if he's not in the Mishmar. So he wants to bring his own carbon. It wouldn't be a problem of Tadda Kaidim. But the only problem is an Isser. So why do you need the din of Tadda Kaidim then? Typically, you always have the Isser. So there, I would have answered, and maybe it stems with Taisus, that the Isser is Dafka Daktara, like Taisus says. And you need the din of Tadda Kaidim for the Asiyas Adam. But he wanted to answer, Ulay Divrei Taisus, that maybe you need the din of Tadda Kaidim, because Tadda Kaidim also would help that if you only could do one, the writer talks about, if you only could do, let's say, a Talmud and a Musaf, you don't have enough Kvasim for both. So Tadda Kaidim would say that you do the Talmud, not the Musaf. So that would be, there you need the Maila of Tadda. Else the Isser, you would say the Isser is only when you have the Talmud. When you don't have the Talmud, there's no Isser. But the Pshat is that since there's a din kadima of Tadda Kaidim, that will be Kaidim, even if you were only able to do one, that also would make the Talmud to be Kaidim. Good, Al-Kabanim, that's your Baron Shtickle, that this din is a din kadima, and the din of Menayin Shleyedav, Kaidim, Atam, and Shashach, and that's a din of an Isser. So I think that Kishtim with Taisis, but Lamai said the Isser is only in the Akhtar. The Isser is not the Siyas Adam, because the Menayim Shalei Adav Akarim Tam Shashach of Arach La'el is talking about the Akhtar. Just one more teretz from the Mikdash David in Simon Tess. He wants to say that the reason why you need two psukim is because for Tadda Kaidim you can do them both of Asachas. It's only the Pasuk of Tadda Kaidim you can do them both of Asachas. That wouldn't be a problem with Tadda Kaidim. The other pshat is, you can't do Vasachas also. It's a din. The Ayla, Ayla Rishayna, the Talmud Shashacha has to be first. But it's a Shikil Chiddish that he holds. If a Tadda Kaidim, you can do them both of Vasachas, there wouldn't be Chsarn and Tadda Kaidim. Rabbi Chanan, in Psachim, Isrei Shei, in Talmud Nishchat, he brings a raya that it says, Yenal be Makdim Chumul Bikurim. If you do both of Vasachas, it is called a Chsarn of being Makdim Chumul Bikurim. And every time you say Tadda Kaidim, you can't do Vasachas also. It's also Chsarin and Tadda Kaidim. That sounds like a Shaila. Tadda Kaidim, is that the Tadda has to dafka be Kaidim? That's what Bechanan Emzon. Well, like the Mikdash David Emzon, as long as the Tadda is not afterwards, Vasachas also will be a Kiyim of Tadda Kaidim. Now, the Mishnah also says, Kalam Mekudish Mechavei Kaidim Eschavei, right? And there the Gemara says, Minolan. Gemara brings the Tadda Dvei B'shmol. How do you know called Mekudesh Mechaveh Kain Mechaveh? Because the Tanya Bishmal says Vekidashta teaches you that a Kain goes first. He gets the first Aliyah in the Torah. He makes the Bracha of Mezimun. He takes the Mani Yafa. The Kain goes first. That teaches you that there's a Din Kedima from Mekudesh. The Kain is more Mekudesh. Now, the Gemara in Zvachim has a Shaila. What if one thing is Tadr and one thing is Mekudesh? The Gemara there in Zvachim clarifies a Shaila. What do you do first? The Gemara shakli vitari a lot. Never comes out with a pshitas. So the Rambam Baskins, Paraktasel, Smidim, Misaf, and Lachabay, Shaila, fun of Tadr, Mekudesh, Yaktim, Hezim, and Shiirtsa. Whichever one you want to do. We don't know which one to do, Tadr or Mekudesh. Since you sent, is a Taz and Simon Tafresh Pei Aleph, goes through the Shaila and Achreinim, discuss what do you do first, Ner Chanukah or Havdalah. The Taz holds you do Havdalah first. There's a big Shaila in the Paiskim. Do you do Havdalah first, Al Tadda Kaidim, or do you do Ner Chanukah first, because Havdalah is supposed to be last, because it shows that you want to keep the Shabbos longer. So Bein Advarim, the Taz throws in that there's a Shaila if Tadda Mekudesh, which is first, And it says that even though the Gemara never was Peshit the Shaila, so Mela we should paskin that Tadr goes first. Why? Because Tadr is a klal b'teira, and we don't have a davar bor lahitzim in a klal. As Isaac the Taz. So the Shagasai asked the Chayyar Shreya that the Rambam and Ilchus Minim himself and paskin says a shiitza. And the Taz here is passing the Chayyar, not like the Rambam, that Tadr Adif, Bissel Shreya. But more, the Shagasai says, what's Pshat b'chlal in the Taz? Why is Tadr a klal in the Torah? And Makudish is not a klal in the Torah. The Gemara here learns that Tadr because you have a Pasuk, and Shalala Sabaker, and the Gemara learns that Makudish also from Pasuk, Vikidashtai. So what makes Tadr a klal b'teira and Makudish not a klal b'teira? Doesn't the Chat Pashat Pshat, Pashat Taich, in the Taz? So the Rashash in Zvachim, Nafzadakim, and Beis, I think he says it very bekitzer. I'm not sure this is what he means, but I think he's trying to say that Tadr Kaidim is Xeris Akasiv at Tadr is Kaidim. Dosh Tate in the Pasuk. That's what you learn from the Pasuk. The Vad Ma'ilas Abeke Shela Ilas Atamid. And the Tamid has to come first. And the reason why it would said again, La'ilas Atamid, we already know La'ilas Abeke is La'ilas Atamid, to teach you that Tadr is first. That's Xeris Akasiv. Now, Shenge Vikidashtai, Vushtain Vikidashtai that it comes first? It's Batsim and Bissel Shver, the whole thing. The whole Gemara is Bissel Shver. How could Vikidashtai teach you that Makudish is first? Vushtain Vikidashtai that it's first? Vikidashtai Lechayr is telling you that you have to be Noi Kedusha with a Kain. That's Lechayr the Taicha Vikidashtai. Vikidashtai is to be Noi Kedusha with a Kain. As Akhtib Rai said, how are you Noi Kedusha with a Kain? By letting him go first. But Vushtain Tazay in Pasuk. The Pasuk just says Vikidashtai. Vushtain in Pasuk, that the way you do Vikidashtai is by letting him go first. Elamayitz is Svara. That if you bring Noi Kedusha Avad, if he's more Kaddish, he should go first. So Stam says it's a svar. Stam says the kolam kodesh mechaver is a svar that it should go first. What's bechol pshat in the gemara? Lachar it's a pelam. That's what the Rambam said. That's the kasha. He says the different teretz. But how does the gemara sivam v'kidashtai that mekudesh goes first? V'kidashtai doesn't say anything about first. V'kidashtai says that a kain is mekudesh. You have to be nayi kedusha with a kain. The brisa says so. How you know you kedusha by letting him go first? So meimanim shach. If we know that being Nayi Kedusha means let him go first, so come this we know him in Kedusha's Kaidim. So what do we need the whole Pasuk for? El and I, we don't know it. So where did the Pasuk tell it to you? How do you know that Vikidashtai means to let him go first? Who stayed first? How do you know Kedusha goes first? Chaya Verishver. So then this is the Karenayish tells like another Shaila. This drasha the Gemara brings, Lagabe, that Tadr is Kaidim, is actually the Mishnah there. In Kachim, that Fetes, the Mishnah in Kol HaTadr says this Drasha, Asher Laila Satamin, as I state in the Drasha in the Mishnah, Mashenke and Kol HaMakudish, which is also there in the Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara there doesn't bring any Drasha for it. In fact, the Karenari, how come over there the Gemara doesn't bring a Drasha, and here the Gemara does bring a Drasha? So, after the Karenari, there we're talking about the carbon that's more Makudish. A carbon that's more Makudish, that's a Svar that it goes first, that's Pashit. Mashenki, and here we're talking about the mensch is more Makudish. That let's say the carbon of a Kayin goes before the carbon of a Yisrael. And the mensch is more Makudish. That's a Chiddush. If the mensch is more Makudish, his carbon goes first. That you see from Vikidashtai, that even though the mensch is more Makudish, but still, we let him be Kairi B'Tairi Rishain, because when the mensch is more Makudish, his mitzvah goes first. Meli wants to say, a Chiddush la'alacha, let's say you have to do a bris milah on the son of a Kayin and the son of a Yisrael, and the Kayin is more Makudish, the Kayin goes first. But Al Kopanim, you still don't see where that Pasuk tells you that. The Pasuk says, V'kidashtai, T'minayi Kedusha. So I think, and also I saw a diak in the Sefer Zera Avram, he says, the Talmidim asked, why does the first Gemara say, Minohani Mili, L'gabi Kol HaTadr Kaidim, and the second one say, Minolan? Why is it saying Minani Mili? And the second verse saying Minolim. What's that? So I want to be Miyash of the whole thing like this. That Enechinami, we really don't see in the Pasuk B'chal that Makudish goes first. We don't see that in the Pasuk. We see that from the Braisa. Then the Gemara was telling Zechab like the Karenari was bothered with. Avada, if the Etzim Zach is more Makudish, Avada, the Svara tells you it goes first. But how do you know if the Gavra is more Makudish that his mitzvah goes first, like the Karenari says? So that, the Gemara is bringing a raya from a braisa, that you see that the braisa nem done. That when the pasuk says, v'kidashte, that you have the mekadesh the kain, that means he goes first, that means his mitzvahs go first, his zachen go first, in them state that if the gavra is mumma kodesh, he goes first. But it's a raya from the braisa. The braisa knew it in svara. The Gemara is telling too, just like you find this din, that when you want to be mekadesh the kain, you make that he should go first. So who a din? A kain's karma goes first. But Kumdai says, no pasuk klai that a makudish goes first. It's a svara. So that's what the Taz is saying, that the Taz is naming on, that something which is exerus a kasim. The pasuk went and shtel the veka din, a klal b'tayri calls it, that tadir is kaidim. So the Gemara could declare, maybe makudish is better than that. But once we don't have a pshitas that makudish is better than tadir, we should always go basa klal the tayra, rather than something which is just a svara. So that explains why minoni mili is the pshat. We have a drashus akraf for this din. Minolan is just saying, where does it come from? And there is the same place the kidashta comes from. It's a svara that when you know your kedusha with the kain, you let him go first, and that everyone understands. So who didn't call him a kodesh mechaver? Also the pshat is his achan go first. That's the way you know your kedusha with someone, by letting his mitzvahs go first. That's the way showing that he's kodesh. But like the Taz says, it's not mamash a klal b'teira. So now the Taz's shita is that Tadu will come before Mekudesh. Now I want to go through Takeda Shangas Aryeh. It's an interesting shaila l'gabe Tadu and Mekudesh, negay every day. It's in Simon Chavches and Shangas Aryeh. His question is, which one should you do first? Should you first put on Talus or first put on Tefillin? That's the shaila. Which one do you do first, Talus or Tefillin? So he brings that Shulchan Aruch paskins that you do Talus first, like we all know. People put on a talus before they put on tefillin. And it comes from Nuki Yosef. Nuki Yosef says, two time. One is because tzitzis is shkula keneged kol mitzvahs. And the second is because it's tadir. It's tadir because it's noyig bein b'shamis bein b'yamtif and tadir shein tadir tadir kaidim. So the Shai Gesari was bothered by this psak. The Shai Gesari says, who says tzitzis is tadir? First of all, the kama paiskim that hold that tzitzis is machlag is a paiskim. So Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rush, if it says a ksus laila is pater from tzitzis, does that mean that whenever it's night, whatever you wear at night is pater from tzitzis, you only mechoyev and tzitzis during the day? Or does it mean the ksus laila, the ksus which is meant for laila, like pajamas, that's pater from tzitzis? But a ksus yayim, that's mechoyev and tzitzis even if you wear it by night. That's a shaila. So he says, like the paiskim that hold that even a ksus yayim is pater by laila. Anytime you wear tzitzis by night, is Yipata. That's the Rambam Shita. So Mela, Tfilin, Midaraisa, you wear by night. Midaraisa, you wear Tfilin by night. Because Midaraisa, really, there's no Pterts Tfilin by night. There's only Midarabanan, because they're afraid you might sleep in the Tfilin. But Midaraisa, you wear Tfilin by night. So goodness, Tfilin you could wear all day and all night, 6 days a week. And Sitzis is Dafka by day, 7 days a week. So come Tais, Ayvazay, Alpi Cheshbin. There's more times where you mechuyev in tefillin midaraisa than you mechuyev in tzitzis. So nicer tefillin should be tadir. And he says, even I going to say, what about the paiskim that hold the arm mechuyev in tzitzis by night? The ksus yayim mechuyev in tzitzis. So kum tais tzitzis you mechuyev 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and tefillin not mechuyev on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So kum tais aibazay according to them tzitzis is tadir. But he says, Lamaisa, Tfilin is Mekudesh. Why? Because Tfilin has actual Kedusha. Tfilin is Kedusha. It's Nignazim. It's called Tashmishi Kedusha. Mashengin Tzitzis, Tzitzis Tashmishi Mitzvah. Tashmishi Mitzvah is Nisrakin. Tfilin is Mekudesh. Tfilin is actual Kedusha. So Ibezai, since Tfilin has Kedusha, and Tzitzis doesn't have Kedusha, so Mela, it's a question of Tadr and Mekudesh. So Tadr Mekudesh Itayin is a Shaila. And the Rambam passing to do either one. So according to the Paiskim that you don't have tzitzis by night, so come is tefillin is tadir. And even according to the Paiskim, we do have tzitzis by night, so tzitzis is tadir, but tefillin is mekudesh. So lamaisa, even if tzitzis would be tadir, you could do either one. And there's a tzad that tefillin is tadir. So vada, you'd have to be chayish with a tzad tefillin is tadir and do the tefillin. Because if you do the tefillin, even if tzitzis is tadir, you didn't do keneged na halacha. Mashengen, if you do the tzitzis on the tzad, that you don't wear tzitzis by night, and the tefillin is cut, you didn't do kalacha. So that's one tiny has that you should have tefillin first, because it should be telling him, achoyik shishayinim, if tzitzis is tader or not. If you're mechoyiv and tzitzis by night, then tzitzis is tader. But if you're not mechoyiv tzitzis by night, then tefillin is tader. And since that's not klar, so on the tzad that tzitzis is tader, anyway, you could put on tefillin, because it's mekudesh. But on the tzad that tefillin is tader, which is tader and mekudesh, and you can't do the tzitzis first, so you should do the tefillin first. And then he says another thing. Why should tzitzis be tader? You're not mechoyiv to wear tzitzis anytime. You're not mechoyiv to wear tzitzis. You're mechoyiv to wear tefillin every day. But tzitzis, you're not mechoyiv. So even though you could wear tzitzis more than tefillin, you could wear tzitzis all day and all night, and on Shabbos and Yontif, you could wear it more than tefillin, but could be not. You could not wear tzitzis at all and still be not yapping over anything. So he says the Gemara calls that matzui. The Gemara says that that's called matzui. Like Kurbanis Nedava, which could be a much more than let's say the Talmud. Because the Talmud you only bring once a day. And Karma Nedava, you could bring 100 every day. But that's called matzah, because you don't have to bring 100 every day. That's not called tadir. So Lamaisa, since tefillin, you have to wear every day, and tzitzis, you don't have to wear every day. So it shouldn't be called tadir. And he said he's very bothered by the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mukhi Yosef says the lashon that tefillin is the tzitzis is tadir kaidim. Okay, the Mukhi Yosef is tadir kaidim. So Ashar says, kashis, it shouldn't be called tadir. First of all, if you don't have tzitzis by night, it's not tadir, because tefillin in the Raisa is by night. And second of all, tzitzis b'chlal shouldn't be called tadir, because you have no chiv to wear tzitzis. And third of all, tefillin's mekudesh. So tefillin's mekudesh. So anyway, you could put on tefillin first, because tefillin's mekudesh. So on the tzad, tefillin is also tadir. You'll be doing something wrong putting on the tzitzis first. When the tzad, the tzitzis is tadir, you still have to put on tefillin first, because it's mekudesh. But the Shulchan Aruch says a different reason why we put on tzitzis first. The Shulchan Aruch says, because malam b'kodesh. He says it's a pliya. Malam b'kodesh, that means you should dafka do the non-kodesh one first. Malam b'kodesh is a pshat, that the thing itself, the Tashmish mitzvah itself, let's say you're not allowed to have, you're allowed to make the Ritzuas of Yad into Ritzuas of Reish, because Malam Bekaidish, you can't make Ritzuas of Reish and Ritzuas of Yad, because Ein Meridin. But to do the Mekudish Dikah, to do the non-Mekudish mitzvah first, before the Mekudish mitzvah, it's Malam Bekaidish Vakayat. It says, call a Mekudish Mechaveris Kaidim. What's Shulchan Aruch Malam Bekaidish? A Pelot of Shulchan Aruch. So Shagasai is very bothered. But then he says that he has another reason why, at least, you're allowed to put on the tzitzis first. Because he says that tadir kaidim is only when you have two mitzvahs. You have two mitzvahs to do, so you do the tadir kaidim. Now, Shengi, putting on tzitzis, he says, is not a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah when you're wearing a beged of dalet kanfes, that has to have tzitzis. But there's no mitzvahs, no chiv to wear tzitzis. Even a carbon adava, once you amakdish the carbon you made into a carbon adava, is a chiv to bring it. So there you have to bring the tadir first. Now shenkin tzitzis is no chiv to wear tzitzis. It's a rishus. So you're allowed to do a rishus before a mitzvah. That's not a problem of tadir kaidim. When you have two chiyuvim, you have to do the chiv that's tadir before the chiv that's ain't a tadir. Now shenkin a chiv and a rishus, you're allowed to do the rishus first. So Meili says, Aibazai, you're allowed to wear the tzitzis before the tefillin. That's what he paskins. But we have to still understand the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch mean, Malam Bekaidish? So first of all, to answer the Etzem Kasha, then how could the Shulchan Aruch say Malam Bekaidish? It says it's a Maila to do the less Kedusha first because of Malam Bekaidish when Agamar says Fakert. You have to do the more Mekudish first. Malam Bekaidish, no sign of Malam Bekaidish to first do a mitzvah that's not as Mekudish, that is more Mekudish, and then do the mitzvah that's not as Mekudish. Other Abba, the Mekudish comes first. So Achreinim, the Al Yerabba, the Gayin, the Bialacha brings it. They say that here the Pshat is the mitzvah tutsuch mit the mensch. The mensch himself, the Bialacha says in the Nusach that tzitzis is just a kisui. It's just the kisui shel mitzvah. Masheng and tefillin is a kesher shel mitzvah. Mamish being mekasher it. The mensch when he wears tzitzis is one darga, and when he wears tefillin, the mensch goes into a new darga, goes into a new island. Gayin says, it says in Zayir Kama times, that tzitzis is one thing, one type of aura and a kedusha that a mensch has by wearing tzitzis, and then the tefillin is a ganze hecher darga. So mitzad the mensch is malam b'kodesh. When a person is doing two mitzvahs, not that aren't, I mean, all mitzvahs affect the mensch, but they're not the same thing like wearing tzitzis and wearing tefillin. So you do the Mum HaKadosh first. Now Shein Kein, when the mensch is doing his Aveda, the Aveda has to be done by a droga that first comes Sitzes and then comes Tvilin. Now the Shaila is, how does it stim with the Halachas of Tad HaKadim V'chuli? So the Adi Ephraim says, V'ket, the Emesin, you have this Taina. Then the Mukhi Yosef says that you put on Sitzes first because Tad HaKadim. But Aveda Tvilin is Mum HaKadosh. So mainly have the Gemara and Zvachim Shaila, which one do first? The Tad or the HaKadosh? So that's him, you could do either one. Mitzad the milus of Kedima, Tzitzis as a Kedima, because it's Tadir, and Tfilin as a Kedima, because it's Mekudish, you could do either one. Or maybe even you could say to Shagash, you could do either one, because Tzitzis are Rishus, and Tfilin's a Chayva. But Haint, Mitzad the Dine Kedim, you could do either one. Mekyesha says, because Tadir Kedim, so now you have Tadir and Mekudish, you could do either one, like the Rambam says in Ilchus Tmidin. Or you could say like Shagash, if you want. They could do either one, because since Tzitzis is a Rishus, there's no din Tadda Kaidim when there, or even Makudish Kaidim when it's Rishus and a Chayva. Now, Shaila is, which one should you do if them, Zakta Shulchan Aruch, and it comes to the Merivayel, that there's an Indian of Malam Makudish, about these mitzvahs of Shadis, they're part of your Aveda. There's something that's personal to you. You're wearing the Tzitzis, and then you're putting on the Tefillin, so you should do it by Draga. First, go into the Maila of Tzitzis, which is the Kisli of the mitzvah, and then the Maila of Tefillin, which is the Kesher of the mitzvah. So, Kondes Vekert, Shulchan Aruch is Nachis, that you can do either one, that's him. This one's Tad, this one's the Kiddush, you can do either one. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says the Maila did the Tzitzis versus Maila Mekadosh. And now, school of Eitin, the Sugya, and the Afyad Gimel, the Mishnah had said that the Par Mashiach is Kaidin Lepar Eidah B'chol Maisav. The Par Kaidin Mashiach is before the Par Eidah. So the Gemara brings two brises about this. The Mishnah is Minani Mili. The first brisa brings Xeris Akasav. The Tana Rabbanah Vesarif Oisak Hashasarif is a Pararishan. It says by the Param Davish Latzibur to burn it like you burnt the Pararishan. Matam Alem Harishan. Sheirishain Kaidin Lepareda B'chol Maisav. We about to call the Parakai Mashiach the Pararishan. Vaistais it's a Rishan, meaning you have to do the Parakai Mashiach before the Param Davish Latzibur. Xeris Akasav. That's the first brisa. Second brisa says, Tana Rabbanan Parakai Mashiach Pa'eda Aimdim, Parakai Mashiach Kaidlan Pa'eda B'chol Ma'isav. Why? Ha'ilu Mashiach Mechapa Ve'eda Miskaperis. The Parakai Mashiach is to make a kapar in the Kayin Gadol. The Parakai Mashiach is to make a kapar on the Eda. Dinu Shiachdim Ha Mechapa Le Miskaper. The Kayin Mashiach, he's being Mechaper on the Tzibur. So Avada, before you make a kapar for the Tzibur, you want to make sure that the Kayin Mashiach has a kapara for himself, and then he can make a kapara for the Tzibur. The Kayin Gadol is always making a kapara for the Tzibur, so whenever you have a carbon for the Kayin Gadol, a carbon for the Tzibur, you mark them the Kayin for the Kayin Gadol, because then he'll be able to do his better job as bringing a kapara to the Tzibur. And he brings also, and Yom Kippur have that way, that the way it works in Yom Kippur is the Kayin Gadol first does a vidui for himself, and then he does a vidui for Klal Yisrael, because it's better. His vida for Klal Yisrael worked better if he first had the kapar himself. So there's a geshmak shtigl from the Minchas Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Kuf Chaf that he says, why do we need two taimim for? The first brisa says the Talmud Zegzeris Akasav, that you learn it from Pararishan, and the second brisa is the Talmud Svarah, because the Kohen Gadol should be, have a kapar in order to do the kapar correctly for Klal Yisrael. He says you need both. Because the second brisa Svarah would only apply to a Kayin Mashiach that's an active Kayin Mashiach. Let's say the Kayin Mashiach was a Kayin Shava, he's no longer the Kayin Gadol, you have another Kayin Gadol. He still brings the Par Kayin Mashiach, like we said. Mashiach Shava also brings the Par Kayin Mashiach. Let's say he's Ava Mishamum, a Zikna, like the Rambam says. He already has a Mum, he already is old, he's not doing the Avodah Bechlal. So you have another Kayin Gadol, he's not the Mechaper. But once a Mashiach, always a Mashiach, like we learned in the previous year. And he still brings the Par Kayin Mashiach. So there, you don't have the svar of mechaper and miskaper. He's not the mechaper bechlal. The other kind of mashiach is the mechaper. So in that case, you would say that maybe the Pahalim Davish Al-Siva goes first. Kamash Mulan, the first price is there's a kosov. That the Pahalim Kayim Mashiach always goes before the Tzibur. So that's why you need the Xeris Akasav, because the svar you don't have in all cases. The svar you only have in a case where the Kayim Mashiach, he's talking to mechaper, he's the Kayim Gadol. Vashenkin and Mashiach Sha'avar, he also brings the Parakai Mashiach, but he's not the Mechaper, so you don't have that Svarah. Now, what about the other case? If you have Xeris Akasav, why need a Svarah for? So They said the Gzeres HaKasev is said clearly by a Parah Davar Shel Tzibur. What about by Siri Avedis Kechavim? What about when the Tzibur did Avedis Zara? So in that case, what comes first? The Parakai Mashiach or the Siri Avedis Zara? Gemara says that the Siri Avedis Kechavim comes before the Siri Nasi. Why? Because Hay Tzibur V'Hay Yachid. So maybe, if it only has Gzeres HaKasev of Parah Rishayin, that's talking about the Parah Davar Shel Tzibur. But maybe the Siri Avedis Kechavim, that would come before the Parakai Mashiach. So now we say that no, even for Sira Viskam, we don't have the Pasuk Rishon, but you have the Svara. You have the Svara, the Kayin Gadol is the Mechaper. So Mel, the Mechaper has to come before the Miskaper. So Kum Dais, if you what he's saying, will come out of Chiddush, that when you have a Mashiach Sha'avar, and you have Sira Vedis Kechavim, so you don't have either tap. The Xeris Akasav of Rishon is only going on Parah Davar Shel Tzibur. It's not going on Sira Vedis Kechavim. And the svar of mechaper is only when the Kohen Gadol is active, not when the Kohen Gadol is over. So you wouldn't have either time. So maybe the service come would come before the Parakai Mashiach. But you mean the svar that the mechaper comes before the mechaper for the case where you have the active Kohen Gadol and his Parakai Mashiach together with the seer of his kohen. So then the Parakai Mashiach comes first, so the mechaper should come before the mechaper. That's the shtickle from the Milchus Kinnach. Then the Gemara goes weiter with all the other cases of Kedima. That the Parahelm Davar Shel Tzibur is cut in the Parah Shel Avos Kechavim because the Chatas comes before an Eila, and the Parah Avos Kechavim is cut in the Masir Avos Kechavim, even though usually the Chatas comes before the Eila. So Gemara says two drashas, either the Chatas without an Aleph or Kamishpat Ksiv Bey, and that the Sir Avos Kechavim comes before the Sir Nasi because the Tzibur comes before the Yachid, and the Sir Nasi comes before the Sirus Yachid because the Melech comes before a Hedyet. And then the Braisa says the Sirus Yachid is Kedemus the Kisvus Yachid. And the Mar says, but it says the Kisvus Yachid is Kedemus the Sirus Yachid, another Braisa. So Abaye says, so Machloikis, one Braisa holds the Sirus better because it's Nisrab Eitzel Avedis Kechavim B'Yachid. And the other Braisa holds the Kisvus better because it has more Emerim, it's, you burn on the Mizbeach, also the Aliyah. So the Rambam Paskins, that the Sira is better. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Tinim Safim, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, Sira is Yachid Kedemus L'Kisva, Afi Shishneim Chatas, Shisira Rui Lovai, Ala Krisha Shibavim Mechatas, or Kisin Abel Shikas Aveda Zara. That the Sira you can bring for any type of Aveira, and the Kisva only for, you can't bring for Aveda Zara. So the fact that the Sira has a Miley, you bring a Sira for Aveda Zara, not a Kisva. For every other Aveir, you can bring either one, but for Aveir's Dafka, Sira, you see a Sira is more important. So the Rambam passing away to Kesavish. He says, why is the Rambam passing away when there's a Machlekes Tanan? What's the Achra? He says, because it's Stam in the Gemara. The Gemara first started off saying that Sira is Yachid, Gedem is the Kisus Yachid. And then the Gemara says, Vahatanya Kis Yachid, Gedem is the Sirus Yachid. But he says, the Stam was that the Sirus Yachid is better, and that's how the Rambam passes. But the Achrayim ask, the Rambam, shortly afterwards, in Perek Tes Halacha Tes, when he's talking about Stam Karbanis, the Rambam says that Parah Makadat Kaidim L'Elim, because they have Mu'na Sachim, Elim Kaidim L'Ksavim, because they have Mu'na Sachim, and Kvasim Makaidim L'Sirim, because in the Nisrab B'Emirim. So you see that he says a Kevas is Kaidim to Asari, holds it Asari in the Nisrab B'Emirim. So how come here he says that the Si'ira is Kedemus L'Kisra, because it is Svara of Nisrab Eisel Vayis Kechavim? Chayr Steven Rambam. So the Kerenari says very simply that dafka the chatas seira. If you have a chatas, which is a chatas seira is a more harsh of a chatas because you could use a chatas seira for avodah zarah and you can't use a chatas kisra for avodah zarah. Anything that a chatas kisra could do, a chatas seira could do, and a chatas seira could do one more thing, could do avodah zarah, but that's dafka a chatas. The other Ram is talking about all other karbanos, a'ila, a'shlamim. There, the kvasim are better than the sirim because the kvasim have more have on the shraba ba'alya. The Aruch HaNer in Krisa says similar. He doesn't want to make a chilah between chatas and ayla. He wants to make a chilah between a nekeva and a zachar. By a nekeva of a seira is a better carbon than a nekeva kisva, because you see, a nekeva of a seira is in shraba eitzel v'edizara, and that's how the Rambam paskins. Now, shenkein by a zachar. He's talking about the kvasim, a kedem l'sirim, talking about tzcharim. A zachar, a soyer, is not any better than a kevis. There, the kevis is better because it's a shabbat ba'alya. Could have a shtikla la'ara, a sara l'maisa. Nasi could use a sara as a chatas. Al-Kobanim, you know, the Gemara doesn't say this sara that a sara is better, just a se'ira, just a kisma and a se'ira. And a mela by a sara, if a kevis is better than a sara. Now the Gemara goes on. Says an oimer is kaidim lekevis ba'imai, shtei alechem is kaidim lekvasim ba'imam, zeh klal. Davar abba begin liyayim kainam adavar abba begin lechem. Now there was on the second day of Pesach, you bring an aimer and you bring kvasim. So the aimer comes first because the ikir is the aimer and the kvasim are brought with the aimer. And the same thing shvus, you bring shteil lechem and you bring kvasim. So the shteil lechem comes first because the kvasim are brought with the shteil lechem. That's state in the Gemara. So many achreinim are very bothered. Mishlaim of the aimer. And the kvas in the aimer has an aveda. You have to do kmitza, you have to do aktara. You have a din, what to do with the aimer. So you do the aveda of the aimer before the aveda of the kvas in the aimer. But the shtei alechem has no aveda altogether. You do a tnufu with the shtei alechem, but that tnufu is done together with the kvasim. You main if all them together. Then you bring the kvasim as a carbon, and the shtei alechem, you do nothing with it. There is no avedas mizbech with the shtei alechem bechlal. So the shalos, what does it mean the shtei alechem comes before the kvasim? You don't do an avodah with the shtei alechem. So what, you don't do anything with the shtei alechem before the kvasim is a plia. How could the shtei alechem come before the kvasim? So there's a lot of terutzim. The chasdei david on the tesefta and the merim esadahim and the minchas chinuch in mitzvah shin zayin, they all say that what the Gemara means is, if you only have one, when you say kaidmim, you can mean kaidmim zman, or you can mean kaidmim in my lord of shas, you only have one, you do that one. So that's what it means. If you only have either, you only could afford either the shtei alechem or the kvasim, so shtei alechem comes first, meaning that you'll bring the shtei alechem without the kvasim, you won't bring the kvasim without the shtei alechem. That's one pshat. The chasid David also says that the pshat is that you bring the lechem into the azara before you bring the kvasim into the azara. The Rishash is a pshat that an Erev Yom Tov, you bake the shtei alechem before you prepare the kvasim, before like you check the kvasim for mumim, and you prepare the kvasim for the avodah. The Karenarim Menachis Daf Memheim Mebeis, the Chazanish also Menachis Simulam Megimulais Tezvav, they say maybe means the achila. You can eat you have to eat the shtei alechem before you eat the kvasim. Or maybe it means the hektish, the chazanish goes in, that they have to be maktish, that's similar to the rishash, you have to be maktish the shtei alechem before you maktish the kvasim. Lamais in the Rambam, it's mavur, not like any of these tirutzim. The Rambam, in Tamid and Masafim, is dealing with which karbanish you makri first. It says, which one you makri, and he goes on, which the parim come first, the elim, the kvasim, the sirim. And then he says, "Aimer kaidim lekevus ba'imay shteilachem kaidim l'shnei kvasim ze'aklal davar b'chayim kaidim l'davar b'maglal alechem." Clearly, naming on that the hakrav is that way. So he's zicha not like the minchas chinuch and the merim esadah that it means when you only have one. He's talking about which hakrav is first, and he's not talking about the hekdesh or bringing it into the azara or the achila. So l'chayre, it's right to shvei. L'chayre, there is no hakrav on the shteilachem. The Arsameach says, interesting to pshat, the Arsameach is ayman on this, that the Ram doesn't stem with the Tiritzim. He says that the one avodah you do with Shtei Alechem is a tnufa. Now the problem is that the Shtei Alechem, you do the tnufa together with the kvasim. So he says that the Rambam's mavur, that if you mainif them separately, a yaitza. So let's say the kain can't, he can't, he physically is not strong enough to mainif them together. So now's the shaila, which one to do first? So now that we say that the lechem is kaidim for the kvasim. That's the Arsameach's teretz. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says that ish kaidim leisha, a man comes before a woman lahachyais to keep him alive, ulahashav aveda to return his aveda. The isha kadem misle ish, a woman comes before a man leksus to get clothing for ulahitzu beis hashevi and to take her out from the beis hashevi. And kibshut de pshat is that an ish has kadima over an isha. The Be'er Sheva says because ish is mechuyiv and more mitzvahs than an isha, and ish is mechuyiv and mitzvahs eish is man groma. The Rebbe Sada says, that alone wouldn't be a taina. Because I bezai, why would you need a gzeris akasav that a kain is kaidim alevi? And the Gemara says, because we have the iron like disha kaidish kadashim, L'chayr tepik le'yikayin has more mitzvahs. Elamai, more mitzvahs alone is not enough. Now the pshat is an ish be'etzim, an ish could be a kadesh. He says, ish is called a kadesh, ish is called a torah, called torah be'eskos to rabbi noshim, because ish is mechuyiv in Talmud Torah, so he could have the kedushas Torah, and ish could have gevaldigim milas, but not the same milas that ish has on yedei the Torah. So that's why an ish comes first. So how come an ish comes first for ksus and leitzim be'es hashevi? Because it's worse for her. It's worse for her. If an isha doesn't have ksus, it's much worse than if an ish doesn't have ksus. An isha in the base of shevi is more of a chash that they'll be she'll come l'dei kalkol than an ish. It's worse for her, and that's why he says b'zman shishneim them akol ish kaidim l'isha, because there it's more of a chash for the ish. The mishkav zacha is worse. Now the Be'eshevi says that the mishnah's mashmadafa for ksus and isha is worse, but for other tzedakah, there an ish comes first. But the problem is the Gemara says in Ksuvis Daf Samach Zayin that an ish and an isha that's baal esparnes, you give the isha first because the ish could be chayzer al apsachim and isha can't be chayzer al apsachim. Ish could go around collecting and isha can't. It's too embarrassing. So merely give the isha first. It's the same svara that the isha needs it more. But how do you stim it with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that the ish is kaidim isha lahachiyais. And the ish is kaidim la'ish, only legabi ksus. So the Beis Yosef says in Siman Reishin and Aleph, that when the Mishnah says l'ksus, that means all tztaka. L'ksus means all tztaka. L'hachyes means something else. L'hachyes means if their life is in danger. And the Beis Yosef brings tezis in Nazir, Daf Mem Zayin, which says that the whole l'hachyes by the Sagan and the Reuben and the Meshulach Melchama that we have here, Amra Avinu Ketani l'hachyesai, it means l'fakeach esagal. When you have an ish and an isha, that both their lives are in danger, you can only save one, you save an ish first. So shayla one or the other, the ish comes first, the ish is a kedima. Mashen came by tztaka, you have to give to an isha first, because the ish could be chayshul apsachim, like it says in the Gemara in Ksuvah. It says, hey, bring, that's what it says. I'm missing the Rambam's mefurish. The Rambam in Matnas Aniyim, perichas alacha tesvav, says the ish is kaidlim isha lahachal uluksus. He says clearly lahachal also. So that is the little lachyaisa. You have to say lachay like the Beis Yosef. The lachyaisa means to save the life, because he says kol not just ksus, eichel also is that way. And that's the psak and the tur and the shulchan aruch, siman reish and aleph. The shach brings the Beis Yosef. The lachyaisa dafka means to save the life. The Meiri there in ksuvis daf samach zayin, he says that the pshat and the mishnah is hachal mayaskinu with ish also cannot be chayzer al apsachim. That's what's talking about a case where the ish cannot be chayzer al apsachim for whatever reason. So now it's the shayla of the ish and the isha getting the food, and neither of them could be chayzer al apsachim. So then the ish comes first, and that could be the paiskum imaskim, just as not a shchich to a case. Usually, if you're not going to give them, so I don't know, be chayzer al apsachim. So ish is much harder than an ish. But it could be everyone's maskim midina to the mi'iri, that when the ish can't be chayzer al apsachim, and the ish also not, the ish would come before the isha, because that's not Madin Lachyaisa, the ish comes before the isha. The Rajba there, the Chedusha Rajba, the Chayinim didn't have it, was in the Shita Mekubetzis. He says that the Gemara there is talking about Dafka Ksus. When it says the Yasav Yisayma Bolas Tainas is Dafka Ksus. Because if it's for Eichel, that's we have a Gemara in Hurry, a submission Hurry, a Staf Yid Gimel, it says that the ish is Chayinim Lish Lachyaisa. So he's machik the Gemara in Ksuvah, Staf Samach Zayin, to say it's Dafka Ksus. But Ma'is, we don't paskin like the Rajba, the Rambam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, all paskin, that even for Eichel, you have the Svara that Ish is machzor al apsachim, and Ish is not machzor al apsachim, what's harder for it to be machzor al apsachim. But you do have the Shittas in Rajba that says it's Dafka Ksus, even for Eichel, Ish comes first. The flaw, there in Ksuvah, Staf Samach Zayin, he says in Jusantazach, he says that the Rav on the Mishnayis here, Vadim Ratanur on the Mishnayis here says, why is Ksus an Isha Kaidim? Because an Isha without Ksus is more embarrassed than an Isha without Ksus. An Isha without the proper Ksus is more embarrassed than an Isha without the proper Ksus. So he says, and he's, I think, Mechavim to the Miri, so come to us, you learn up this Mishnah is talking about they can't be Chayzal Psachim. The Gemara in the Tav Samach Zayin means it could be Chayzal Psachim. The shayla is the ish and the isha are coming to be nesparnis, and you have to give to the isha because the isha has an eitzah. He could be chayzer al apsachim. The isha is much harder. This mishnah is talking about where you can't be chayzer al apsachim. So the ma'aseh, there is no other etzah. Then the shaila is, who gets the etzim food that the ish gets first? But who gets the ksus? The ish needs it more. She'll be embarrassed without the ksus. But the Rambam and the Torah, the Beis Yosef, they learn up that there's no chilk b'etzim to mezainis and ksus. And they learn up when the Mishnah says ksus, it means who are then other mezainis. And it's all one halacha, because the ish could be chayzer al psachim, and the isha can't be chayzer al psachim. So Ibazeh will come at an afgamina, lefila Beis Yosef shan in the Mishnah. If let's say they can't be chayzer al psachim, so then you would give the ish ksus before the ish also. Because we don't say the ish is more embarrassed than the ish. Okay, the ish needs the ksus just as much as the isha, and then the ish has a din kadim of the isha. Stamazai. So like the Rajba, the whole thing is ksus. He brings the Rajba. He had in the sheet of Mekabetzis. Like the Rajba, anyway, you always give the ish staka before, you give the ish ksus before. Like the Meiri, if the ish could be chayzul apsachim, you give the ish everything before. If he can be chayzul apsachim, they both can be chayzul apsachim. So then, you give the ish food before the isha, but you give the isha ksus before the ish. But lefila Beis Yosef, there's one din. There's no chilik be'etzim between ksus and mezainis. They're all exactly the same din. On the tzad, the ish could be chayzul apsachim. So the isha gets everything first. But on the tzad, the ish can be chayzul apsachim. The ish will get everything first. That's what comes out. That's like dafla. And now one last nekuda. The Gemara has a discussion. Who's first? The Meshuach Melchama or the Merubim Begadim? The Gemara says, Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha Kaid the Merubim Begadim. Merubim Begadim Kaid the Meshiach Sha'ava Machmas Keriyai. Meshiach Sha'ava Machmas Keriyai Kaidim Lava Machmas Mumai. So who's better? Meshuach B'Shem and Mishcha Merubim Begadim. The Gemara says, the Meshuach B'Shem and Mishcha comes before Merubim Begadim. So the Shainim are bothered with Taisus Rosh here, Taisus Nazad Afnim Zayin. How's it Shaykh? We all know, Gemara said earlier, that the Shaman HaMishka was Nignaz by Yeshio HaMelech. At the time before Yeshio, all the Kanim were Nimshach B'Shaman HaMishka. And after Yeshio, all the Kanim were Merubim Begadim. How do you have a Meshuach B'Shaman HaMishka, Merubim Begadim in the same door? So Kasha here, Kasha Nazar, which talks about who should be Metami to a Meis Mitzvah, that Meshuach B'Shaman HaMishka is not Metami, Merubim Begadim comes before to Metami a Meis Mitzvah, then a Meshuach B'Shaman HaMishka. And the Gemara Makkos talks about, if you have both of them, do you need both of them to die, or one of them, in order for the Ritzach to go out of the Eir Miklat? How do you have both in the same dart? So the Emma says there are two kashas. There's one kasha, like we're saying, that before Yeshio, all the Kanim were Meshuach B'Shem and Amishcha, and after Yeshio, the all Merubim Begadim, so Manam Shech, if we're before Yeshio, so there's no Merubim Begadim. And for after Yeshio, there's no Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka. So how do you have both together? And then there's another kasha. How do you have two Kanim Gedalim? You don't make two Kanim Gedalim, you only make one Kai Gadol. How do you have Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka and Rubi Gadim, which is first? How do you have two Kanim Gedalim? You only have one Kai Gadol. So the emes is the Ramban. It's the Ramban al Torah in Acharemais. Perik to Zayim Pasuk Lamed Beis. It's on the Rashi there. On the Chippur Akoin Asher Yimshach Oisav Asher Yimali Yisyodi. The Rashi there says this thing that Yimshach Oisav is Meshuach B'Shem and Amishka till Yeshio and Yimali Yisyodi Rubim Begadim after Yeshio. So the Ramban there says, and he also says this in Makkos Daf Yud Aleph and also the Ritva, that even before Yeshio, they weren't necessarily Meshach Akoin B'Shem and Amishka, Lamashal. If let's say the Kohen Gadol had a psul and they had to get another Kohen Tachtov, they didn't do Mashiach on the other Kohen Gadol Tachtov. The Ritvan Makkos Daf Yud Aleph says, Klar, there's a din. You're not Mashiach two people in the same dar. So if they had to get a replacement Kohen Gadol, they would get him also Merubim Begadim. So that takes care of the first problem. We said there's two problems. One problem is that all the Kanim before Yeshio or Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka, everyone afterwards is Merubim Begadim. The Tarit says, no, before Yeshua, there also could be a Merubim Begadim. Because they weren't Meshach, the replacement Kayim B'Shem and Amishcha. And about the second Kasha, how do you have two Kahanim Gedalim? So also, the Ramban and the Dvon, Makkos Daf Yud Aleph, are not bothered by the Kasha. They say that they have a replacement, they have a Merubim Begadim. Then the Shaila is, Taisus and Nazir and the Taisus Rashi are very bothered by that. Because if they're not both active Kahanim Gedalim, so Kumtais, that let's say you have the Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishka, and he had a psul, so you made a replacement in Ruben B'Gadr. And then the Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka came back. So Kum Dais in Ruben B'Gadr is Lachan Avar. So the Gemara says that even a Meruba Begadim Sha'avar is, Meruba Begadim that's now is better than a Meshuach Sha'avar. So it's nothing to do with which is better, a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishka Meruba Begadim. The question is the active one is always better than the non-active one. So how do you have two active ones at the same time? He passes like Rabbi Yossi, that Rish and Chayislav Vidasai, and the Shane is any Rai Loy Lekayin Gadol, Loy Lekayin Hedyat, Lekayin Gadol. He's not Roy Mishim Eva, Lekayin Hedyat, he's not Roy, because Ma'am Makedesh Rei Meridin, like the Gemara said before. So you can never have two active Kanim Gedalim, one Meshuach Mecham Merub Begadim, you don't make two Kanim Gedalim. So that also vices didn't bother the Ramban and the Ritva. And the Chanami, that's the case. You have the Meshuach, you have the Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka, and then a Psul happened, so you got another Kayin Gadol, he's only a Merub Begadim. And it doesn't matter that Merub Begadim is not the active Kayin Gadol, he still has the Shaila, who's Kayinim? But Taisa Rashi and Taisa Nazar Daf Mem Zayin, I think they're arguing on their Ramban in two Nakudas. First of all, Taisa and Nazar and Taisa Rashi says that the case is that someone was Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka before Yeshio was going as Hashem and Mishka, and then Yeshio was going as Hashem and Mishka, and then you had a replacement Kayin Gadol and he's a Merub Begadim. So I see the Amachloikis. And the Ramban and the Ritva insists that even before Yeshio, even when they had a Shem and a Mishka, they didn't use the Shem and a Mishka on the replacement Kayin Gadol. And the Ritva says that, Klar, you're not Meshach two Kanim Gadolim at the same time. As long as one's Meshuach, you're not Meshach the other one. You need a replacement, you do it with Riva Begadim. But Taisa seems so not the way. Because the only case Taisa had was that someone was Meshuach with Shem and a Mishka, and then they had a replacement after Yeshio was going as a Shem and a Mishka. Vaisas, anything before Yeshio, every Kayin Gadol, even the replacement Kayin Gadol, had Shem and a Mishka. So that's one Machlaikis Shainim that I see. Now, another Machlaikis, Taisus was bothered, like we said. How do you have two Kanim Gadolim? One of them is Avar. So Mela Avada, the one that's Meshamish, is better than the one that's Avar. That's the next Gemara. So Taisus says the case is like this. That the first Kayin Gadol was Gola. He was out of commission totally. For a long time. Not just a short time. And then he came back. So in such a case, if it's just a short time, so then you say, Rishon Chayislav V'Dasei, and the Sheni has added a picture, he's Eina Roy Loy L'Kayin Gadol Loy L'Kayin Hedyat. But if the Sheni was already there for a long time, you gotta be worried about the Sheni as well. Can't get the Sheni totally out of the picture. That's not right. So Mele, the Sheni could be a Kayin Gadol, and the Rishon also, L'Maisa, the Rishon also is a Kayin Gadol. So that's it. Behechuch, we're not gonna be Chayish V'Eva B'Chay Gavna. That's how the Merei Meisada explains the Taisus. The Meshev is bothered with it, but the Merei Meisada explains this svar. If the Sheni was there for a short time, so the Sheni has no right to the Kayin Gadol position. So to keep him as a Kayin Gadol, that'll be Eva for the Rishon. So mainly, you can't keep him as a Kayin Gadol. The Rishon's Chayz Lavidasai. Mashain Kain, when the Rishon was away for a long time, and the Sheni's already there for a long time, after a while, the Sheni has the full right to the position. You can't fight a Sheni now either. He's not just a replacement. He's not just a substitute. He's the permanent. Now, the Rishon also he can't fire. He was the permanent before. So, merely, you can have two Kanim Gedolim. So, again, like we said, we have two Kashas. One Kash is that every Kohen Gadol before Yeshio was with Shem and Mishka. Every Kohen Gadol afterwards was with Nat. So, that, Taisa says, the Pshat is that the Rishon was there before, the Meshuach with Shem and Mishka was there before Yeshio. And the Merub Begadim took over after Yeshio. That's the only case he could have. Mashen came there on Banem Zand and the Ritva in Makis Daf Yud Aleph. Then no, a replacement Kayin Gadol is not Meshuach B'Shem and Mishka even before Yeshio. That's one Machlekes. And the second Akuda is that Taisus is bothered. Lamaisa, there's no two Kanim Gedolim. One of them is not the active Kayin Gadol. The Ramban and the Ritva weren't bothered by that. So Taisus had to come up with a case that the pshat is that the first Kayin Gadol was away for a long time. So there, you don't say the Rishon Chayz Adas and the Sheni's out. If the Sheni was there for a long time, he can't be out. The Rishon also can't be out. So now you can have two taka. Now, Sheni and the Ramban and Dvar weren't bothered by that. Now, in the next case, also, Taisa Rosh and Taisa were bothered that Merub Begadim Kaidul Mashiach Sha'avar. That a Merub Begadim is more than a Mashiach Sha'avar. How do you have a Merub Begadim that's active and a Mashiach that's avar? In other words, Avar means that he was just a replacement Kohen Gadol, and then the original Kohen Gadol came back. So now the second guy was Avar. Rishon Chayzlov Adasa, Shein Ein Roili is Kohen Gadol. That's the case of Avar. So the Chayra, again, Taisus that holds that before Yeshio, they're all Mashiach. So Kumdes, the first Kohen Gadol was a Mashiach. How did you have that the Merubah Gadim is the active one, and the Mashiach was Avar, if the Mashiach was the first one? So he should be Chayzav Das, and Merubah Gadim should be Avar. What's the pshat in that? So Taisus and the Rosh say slightly different, but come out the same thing. Well, I'm going to explain the difference. They were talking about first there was a Kohen Gadol, let's call him Reuven. He was the first Kohen Gadol. He was Mashiach B'Shem Mishk. He was before Yeshio. Now one time, all before Yeshio, he had a psal, and there were mana, a new Kohen Mashiach after him. So then, after that Kohen, after Yom Kippur, the Rishon came back. So that Sheni, we call him Shimon, he's a Mashiach Shavar. This first scenario, both Taisus and Nazir and Taisus Rosh say, that the case was, you had Reuven, who was a Mashiach B'Shem and a Mishcha, and he was the Kohen Gadol, and a psal happened to him, and you had Shimon, who was also Mashiach B'Shem and a Mishcha, and he was the replacement Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, and then Reuven came back, Reuven was Chayzlav Adasa, and Shimon was the Mashiach Shavar. So now, Taisus Nazir has a story like this. Then Reuven went to Galus with Yechaniah, but he's still alive. So since he's still alive, Taina Taisus, we're not going to make Shimon the Kohen Gadol now. But now already after Yeshio. But we're not going to make Shimon the Kohen Gadol now. Again, Reuven was the original Kohen Gadol. He had a psul. Shimon took over for him. Reuven came back. Shimon was Ein Roiliyus Kohen Gadol. Now Reuven went into Galus. Now, Shimon again doesn't become the Kohen Gadol, because since Reuven's still alive, there's still a problem of Eva. So what do we do now? We take Levi to make him a Kohen Gadol. And Levi is Merubah Gadim. So Shimon is a Mashiach Shavar. Not that Shimon ever replaced Levi. Shimon replaced Reuven, who was a Mashiach. But that's how Shimon became Mashiach Shavar. But Reuven's still alive, so we can't make Shimon the Kohen Gadol. So we make Levi the Kohen Gadol. He's the Merubah Gadim. And that's the case. We have Levi the Merubah Gadim and Shimon the Mashiach Shavar. Taisus Rosh is pretty much more simple. Then again, Reuven was the Kohen Gadol. He was Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha. Shimon replaced him. He was also Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha. But then Reuven came back. Rishon Chazlav Adasai and Shimon is Ein Roi Elias Kohen Gadol. Then Reuven died. So now we need a new Kohen Gadol. So we made Levi the Kohen Gadol. Now Taisus Rosh says, Eibazai, now Reuven died, so why not make Shimon the Kohen Gadol? He's a Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha. He became Mashiach a while back, when we still had the Shem and the Mishka, why shouldn't we make him the Kohen Gadol? So Taisus Rosh says, maybe the other guy was much bigger Talmid Chacham, a much bigger Tzaddik. So maybe we made him the Kohen Gadol. Or maybe a Kashef Emaisa, maybe he paid money, you know, that it's up to the Melech. Maybe the Melech decided to make him a Kohen Gadol, even though he wasn't a Mashiach. But apparently, and this is what the Hari Gevah says, Taisus and Nazir was bothered that if Reuven's no longer alive, Avadi, we would make Shimon the Kohen Gadol. We wouldn't leave him to be a Mashiach Shavar. So that's why he said the case that Reuven's still alive, he's in Galus, and that's why we can't make Shimon the Kohen Gadol. But Bekitza, both Taisus and Rosh and Taisus saying this is the case, that the Mashiach Shavar was a Mashiach Shavar against another Mashiach. There was a guy even before him that he replaced the one before him, and that one was Chayz Lavasa, he became Avar. And now we have a third Kohen Gadol, who happens to be a Merubah B'Gadim. But the Hari Gevah is very bothered. What's the lashon of the Gemara of a machmas keriyai or of a machmas mumai? It's a pella. The way Taisus and Taisus Rosh are learning, he's not of a machmas keriyai, machmas mumai at all. He's of it because he was only a replacement, and the Rishon came back, and the Rishon was Reuven's Kohen Gadol. So that's why he was Avar. And now you happen to have a Merubah Gadim, that's a Kohen Gadol. For whatever reason, the Merubah Gadim happens to be the Kohen Gadol, not him. But he was Avar because the Rishon came back, not because Machmas Keri or Machmas Mumai. He said it must be Taisus and Taisus Rosh weren't Geiris Machmas Keri or Machmas Mumai in our Gemara. But the Rambam says in Mefurish. So that's what the Hari Gevah says, that in the Rambam, you learn more Kipshutai, that the Pshat is you had a Kohen Mashiach, but right now he's not active because right now he's Tamei Keri, or right now he has a Mum. So he's not active because he's Tamei Keri, because he has a Mum. So since he's not active, so the Merubah Gadim that is active He comes before him. That's the case. That's what it would have to be according to the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.